It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, a focus on investigations into the current president and the president he defeated, though Donald Trump still refuses to believe that, which is part of the reason why he's under investigation by a special counsel. The attorney general appointed Jack Smith last month, and he is probing former President Trump's actions related to attempts to overturn election results and last year's Capitol riot. And Smith's also taking over the Justice Department investigation into the classified and other documents the FBI seized from the Trump Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate. Now, we talked to former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy about all that, and we also delved into the investigation Republicans are getting ready to conduct when they have the House majority in the next Congress into President Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings. So, as you can imagine, we had a lot to discuss, and it didn't all fit into the Rundown podcast on Thursday. Luckily, we have these extras. So today you can hear the whole conversation, something you could actually do twice every weekend if you come back again, and we hope you do. Please subscribe, and if you already have, thank you. Let's get to it. Andy McCarthy on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Joining us again on the Fox News Rundown is Andy McCarthy. He is a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, also a Fox News contributor. And today we're going to get into the new special counsel who is going to be in charge of the investigations into former President Trump. Andy, good to have you back with us. Thank you.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Now, when Jack Smith was appointed as the special counsel, you wrote, "Donald Trump's life is about to get very unpleasant." Explain.
Well, the history of special counsels is that they make the targets of their investigations very unpleasant. And that's because, contrary to normal prosecutors who work in a normal prosecutor's office where every case has to compete with every other case for resources, and where if you can't make a case, you don't pursue it forever. You basically close the file and move on to the next thing. Special counsels are very different. It's essentially you pick out a target, and the special counsel's job is to try to make a case on the target. So it gets very close to the old saw about, you know, show me the man and I'll find the crime, or, you know, along those lines. They don't have the same motivations that normal prosecutors have. They have basically bottomless budgets to go after one target or one set of targets. And the history of these investigations is that they tend to create crimes. So there are a lot of prosecutions for example, obstruction, false statements made to investigators and the like. Very often, in fact, like the Mueller investigation, it created more crimes than it actually found. And that, unfortunately, has been the pattern of a lot of these investigations. Many of them also go on for many, many years.
Of course, you were referring to the special counsel investigating the Russia-Trump campaign allegations that was appointed by, of course, a Republican attorney general when Donald Trump was the president. So now we have President Biden's administration, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, appointing a special counsel in this case. And it seems like Garland's like, look, I have to have somebody independent of me involved in this investigation. Does this give cover to Garland, to President Biden, to have someone they say is independently investigating the former president?
No, I think it's really theater. I don't think it will convince anyone who looks at it carefully. The special counsel still executes only the president's power, because in the way it works in the American system, the power to prosecute and to investigate is executive. So any prosecutor, any federal prosecutor in the United States is a delegate of the president's power. So you can't really disaggregate the prosecution from the administration. And even under the regulations, Smith will report to Garland, who reports to Biden. So if you look at the form of it and the nature of it, because it's a prosecution under the regs, it's still an endeavor that reports to the Justice Department. And I also don't think anyone's going to be very convinced by Garland's explanation, because nothing about Donald Trump's announcement that he's running for president really changed the dynamic of these investigations, which have been going on for the January 6th investigation of Trump has gone on for 2 years. The documents case involving Mar-a-Lago has gone on for over a year. This really doesn't change the dynamic there. They just basically use Trump's announcement as an excuse to try to suggest that there's some detachment between the administration and the prosecution of these cases. But if Garland had a real sense of conflict, why wouldn't he appoint a special counsel for the Biden investigation, where he has an obvious and profound conflict of interest, compared to this situation where up until now, for a couple of years, he's maintained that there is no conflict?
All right. Well, we'll get into the Hunter Biden in a little bit, but I want to get to the current investigation here. The former president says this is a political hitman they've appointed who's compromised. He calls it a disgrace that he's not going to cooperate. And he wrote online that they found nothing and that this guy, Smith, just hates Trump and he's going after him. When he says they found nothing, what do you agree? I mean, there were classified documents found at his residence, correct? And presidents are not supposed to take those kinds of things with them. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, I don't know if he was completely speaking about that. I assume part of what he's talking about is the fact that the Justice Department has prosecuted about 900 people in connection with the January 6th case, and they haven't made any allegation that Trump had any role in the violence. So perhaps that's part of what he's okay. What he's referring to.
Well, yet, but, anyway, you know, yet. I mean, that may come.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think it will, because the Justice Department's taken a position in these cases that they've prosecuted that Trump is not an unindicted co-conspirator, even though a lot of the defendants who've been charged wanted to you know, bring him into the case. They weren't permitted to do that. So the Justice Department is kind of dug in on the idea that Trump is not criminally culpable for the violence. Now, that doesn't mean they won't eventually decide they have a case against him for obstructing Congress, say,
okay,
based on the legal theory. But I don't think you'll see a violence charge against Trump. And look, as far as the classified documents go, he said a lot of things publicly that, you know, his lawyers have been called on in court and they have either, you know, basically hidden under their desk or otherwise, you know, refused to try to prove the things that he has said publicly. They've been very careful not to endorse those statements. So I take that with a grain of salt. You know, Trump is in a political environment, so naturally he's going to attack the prosecutor. That's kind of the way the game is played.
But we have such this is so unique. You have a former president investigated by a special counsel while he's trying to get his job back running in 2024. Ultimately, Jack Smith takes this job. Do you think charges will be coming against Donald Trump finally from the federal government?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more a matter of when than if. I think they have the documents case in the bag already. There is a judge that at least the January 6th House committee has been relying on out in California, who has written a couple of opinions indicating that he thinks that it's more likely than not that, you know, Trump committed some prosecutable offenses in connection with the Capitol riot, specifically this whole idea of obstructing Congress. I think it remains to be seen whether a prosecutor will decide that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt that that happened, but it could. But I'm pretty sure they think the documents case is a lock because they've, you know, when they went to the judge in August, the magistrate judge They said they had probable cause of three felonies, including the mishandling of classified information and obstruction. And then they went into the, on the basis of the warrant, they went into the residence and they found gobs of additional evidence, which obviously makes the case stronger. They have pretty good proof that that agents of Trump misled the grand jury by, you know, writing this statement that was completed pursuant to a subpoena for the grand jury, which represented that when they turned over about 38 documents in June of 2022, that was the entirety of what was left at Mar-a-Lago. They said they had done a diligent search and that was all there was. And then ultimately in August, the agents and the Justice Department got the warrant and found over 100 more documents. So it looks at least from out here like a pretty strong case.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Let's switch to the Hunter Biden investigation. This has been something that's been a big deal for Republicans for a couple of years. In the House, they're getting ready in the next Congress to take over the majority, and they certainly are going to be investigating Hunter Biden and President Biden potentially as well. The federal government is investigating Hunter Biden. What is going to happen, in your view, with Hunter Biden?
Well, I happen to think that Hunter Biden is the least important Biden in that investigation. And I do think that now that the Republicans have taken over the House and importantly now have subpoena power in addition to running the committees, that there will be a more intense investigation of what's really important about that probe, which is the millions of dollars that went into the Biden family coffers in which President Biden himself is implicated, money that was conveyed to the Bidens by people who were connected to regimes, including the Chinese regime, that is hostile to the United States. I mean, the most important thing about that case is what did these foreign governments think they were buying when they gave the Biden family millions of dollars? And it was clearly not Hunter Biden.
President Biden's on the record. He's said over and over again, he's no business dealings with his son. He's not involved, doesn't talk to his son about these things.
Yeah, well, you know, he says a lot of things. The most lucrative deal he appears to have had with the Chinese, that the Bidens had with the Chinese, was struck when Hunter Biden accompanied his father on Air Force Two to a trip ostensibly on behalf of the Obama administration, but a trip to Beijing, where they ended up setting up an investment fund that was backed by Chinese money to the tune of billions of dollars and resulted in the acquisition by Chinese interests of, for example, a $3.8 billion cobalt mine. Cobalt is a major component in the construction of batteries for the electric cars that President Biden wants us all in. They also got dual-use technology, which means technology that could be converted to military uses, which is obviously against American interests. That's just one deal with the Chinese. There's another deal, the CEFC matter, where the Bidens got about $6 million in a single year. And it turns out that the outfit that they were dealing with was essentially a Chinese intelligence operation that was being investigated by the Justice Department and the FBI. So I think there's profound questions to ask about why these governments, which particularly the Chinese, but not exclusively the Chinese, but why they thought it was expedient to pay the Biden family all this money.
That's an investigation in Congress. They don't have power to prosecute. What happens to Hunter Biden criminally, if anything?
Well, I think what will happen as far as the Biden Justice Department is concerned, because they obviously are not appointing a special counsel, which, again, is very odd that they would think they had enough of a conflict with somebody from the opposition party that they have to appoint a special counsel. But in the investigation of the president's own son and the, by extension, the Biden family, they don't think they have a conflict. It seems to me that probably with that investigation, what they'll do is try to quietly take a very narrow guilty plea to tax violations and perhaps a false statement in connection with the gun that that Hunter Biden acquired when he represented on the form that you have to fill out to for federal firearms acquisition that he was not an abuser of narcotics, which obviously was wrong, even by his own account was not true, if you read what he says in his book.
And so, the laptop, you know, has all kinds of stuff in it, right? And related to that, too.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, even without the laptop, they could prove that. But the what I imagine will happen is they will try to take a quiet, narrow plea on these things that everybody already knows. You know, there's a, there have been liens on Hunter Biden's property for years, so no one will be surprised that he's got tax problems. He's basically said, not only has he said he's had tax problems, he's borrowed money to make it right with the government. So no one, and I should correct that, Dave. He can make it right in the sense that he can pay the money that's due and owing, but that doesn't excuse the fact that he didn't pay it when it was supposed to be paid. So I think they have a case, you know, that they could narrowly prosecute him on. And then what the Justice Department will do is say, see, we prosecuted the president's son without fear or favor. President Biden will run around saying that he didn't interfere with the Justice Department. But what will be swept under the rug is the thing that's most important, which is all this money that went into the Biden family.
Well, it ought to be interesting. Republicans certainly will not want that rug and the sweeping to happen. They're going to try. They're going to try, yeah, for sure. But it, you don't think it's going to, but you don't think anything the House would do would affect the Justice Department?
Not for the next 2 years. You know, the Biden runs the Justice Department. I know he says he doesn't. And he, if you believe his rhetoric, it like operates like a completely independent fourth branch of government. But the fact is, it operates on presidential power. The president runs the Justice Department. The Attorney General answers to the president. And I don't see them tripping over themselves to investigate the money that went into the Bidens. Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, Republican senators, have done a great deal of work and issued a couple of reports unearthing a lot of evidence about the money that went into the Biden family coffers. And there hasn't been any evidence up till this point that the Justice Department is very anxious to get into all that.
Andy McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Fox News contributor. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Fox News Rewind Financial Crisis 08. A look back at the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression.
The market is not functioning properly.
Subscribe now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.